Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows, another week and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my learnings, my musings, and my discoveries with the intention of living life by my design. My hope is that you listen and you ponder and you get yourself curious to ask yourself that same question. Am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. Well, 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 last week we stepped into spring and I brought poems and music. What a lovely show. I hope you enjoyed. I definitely enjoyed putting it together and finding all those beautiful pieces of music and poems. This week we drift back to the challenge list and talking about a couple specifically. But spring is, you know, here, rebirth, regeneration, rechecking in. And I am so excited about some shows that are coming our way. It's taken a while, but managed to pull off some amazing interview potential. And I am so excited, but I'll talk more about that at the end. For the first half, let's bear all. Yes, let's dig deep, dive in and explore a certain challenge of becoming a life drawing class model. The beautiful Bex at Ventana put this challenge on my 50 before 50 list with a wee note when it went on to say she would connect me up with an artist who would help organise it. Daunting, yes, and had kind of just been shuffled off. But had to face the music, had to face the challenge, and so for a wee while back, I reached out to Beck and said, I think it is time. And so I started, well, she introduced me to somebody that would be able to help facilitate me being in this situation, and we nutted out. There was a few emails, which brought to the fore life drawing model etiquette, the need to consider the poses, the format of the night, all of this stuff, which made it very real. And also meant I needed to do a bit of homework. So whenever I need a bit of inspiration, I visually need some help, I head to my Pinterest board. And so was searching life drawing poses. And so started gathering these poses, backwards and forwards if I was on the right track, advice back, and it all led to an evening heading over to Wellington, because that was the other plus, not bearing all in your own camp, bearing all in the camp the other side of the hill. So I went over to the Wellington School of Drawing on Cuba Street. Who knew such a place existed? Had, that whole world was just not part of my my sphere. And then all of a sudden I was in it. And I was walking into a door to discover this, you know, tiny pocket of world that, yeah, opened up to me, quite literally. And I had an evening being a life drawing model. Was it daunting? Yes. Was it one of the most hardest challenges? Yes, as far as the mental side of it goes. No, as far as actually the physical challenge. You know, you're just doing the poses. I had to come up with 14 poses. It was a two-hour session. And the format of the night was such that I had 5 2-minute poses, 4 5-minute poses, 3 10-minute poses, and 2 20-minute poses. There's a wee break. Heaters provided to keep you nice and cozy, given it's the cooler months. And I'm sure the room in the opposite season in the summer would be super hot and potentially the windows open to try and get some air. But obviously when we were doing it, needed heaters to the point where I had to turn them off because it was so warm, ironically. But yeah, rocked up to this space. Always loved discovering new spaces and places, a whole new world. And went in and, you know, just had to embrace it. And it was funny, the whole journey there. So luckily I'd had a very busy day the day of the task, and I'd kind of just done the homework, come together with my thing. I'd been told to practice holding the poses, which I'd done some of, but not to the necessarily the full format, but I'd been holding things and seeing if it was comfortable. So I'd worked out my little schedule of poses, which I had very artistically cut and pasted out onto a piece of paper so I could take with me, so I could check in each time I needed to change. And then I got there and headed in. It was a nice wee room, so there was a sense that it would be quite intimate, and then was told there could be anything up to 25 people if it was a busy class. Luckily for this one, a quieter class. And at first there was a point of time when it was getting towards the time this class started, and there was only three people there, to which I joked as word got out. Because I was still in that nervous state. I'd got there, I'd had to undress, but put my robe on, and then just wait until it started. So then there's this really sort of weird, you know, you're hanging out with people that are about to see you totally naked, but all of a sudden you're changing, you're not actually thinking about it, you sort of just realize they're just drawing a human body. It's not anything to do with me at all. And if you can, I guess the separation in that space, it's not about you, was really helpful for me. And I knew that intellectually, but then of course you had this, you know, it took me 2 hours to from leaving home to getting there, and there was this sort of quite the build-up of nervousness during that period was high. And it was funny because I'd had a shower, got changed and got dressed, ready to go, and I was like, got there and thought, oh my god, I think I, you know, I've got so sweaty through being nervous, I hope I don't smell. Funny what things seem to want to bother you, like, you know, I was more concerned about that than being naked. But yeah, and then just, you know, it got to that moment, 6 o'clock, class starts, and off you go. And, you know, in it, there's this moment where you're like thinking, can I do it? And then you take the robe off and you just get started. You know, the timer goes, you get into your first pose, the timer goes again, you move into your second. And it was all just a very much move into pose, hold, buzzer, move into new pose, hold. You weren't, I found myself, my gaze was off, so I wasn't looking at any person, because I was looking off into the, into wherever I was gazing. You know, I was looking at the ceiling, I was looking at a wall, I wasn't looking directly at somebody. There were a group of 9 artists at the session, a mix of male and female. And yeah, you got on with it. You just did it. And we got to the break and all of a sudden, you know, you're halfway there. The quickness of that first format, I think, just made you a bit more comfortable with it. You were just, and then, you know, there was no, it was happening. You started to not feel conscious. You were just drifting off into your own thoughts. Every now and again, I'd feel myself almost smirking because, you know, you were just thinking, how have I got to this place? What has led me to this moment? But yeah, it's a weird one. Would you say it was enjoyable? It wasn't not enjoyable, but it wasn't, you know, obviously one of my favourite things ever to do. At the end, one of the guys asked, would I do it again? And I was like, Well, it's not a straight out no. No's not sort of just leapt out of my voice, out of my mouth in response to that. But it's not something I'm going to feel drawn to do, you know, every week. You know, for me, it was a big challenge. It was a sort of 6-hour experience, 2 hours drive in, 2 hour at the class, 2 hours back, or a bit quicker on the way home at night. But it was a big period of time to achieve this goal. But the thing that I was most interested in, as well as could I do it, could I pull off this, you know, standing in front of strangers naked, which I knew I'd be able to do. I mean, it wasn't going to hurt me in any way. So if it might have been a bit uncomfortable, but it was going to be possible. But what I was most interested in was whether I'd get to see the work. So that was one of my questions when I got there. And I hadn't brought it up prior because it wouldn't have been a game changer. But they said, yes, have a walk around. And so to have a look at what people captured and how people saw me was the most special part of the evening, I think. To look at what they saw. Yeah, that was, I don't know how to describe it. Would it humbling be a place that word resonates with? It doesn't necessarily feel natural to me, but I think that might be right in context. But to look at what people had seen through their eyes, looking at me in that space, was fascinating. A couple of confronting moments. But you know, a 49-year-old woman, mum, you know, I am what I am. There's curvy bits. There are, you know, there's a lot of rounded bits. But some of them were just actually truly beautiful and kind of beautiful from a sense of, they saw what I thought I am, if that makes sense. And that is quite a special place to find yourself in. And I think the confronting, there was a couple of ones which were like, oh, but actually that's probably the reality, you know, of what you're looking at. If your eyes show you that, you know, maybe the roundness was captured in a more fuller sense than I perceive myself, but that's what you see. So, yeah. But, yeah, there were just a few that, and I was able to ask permission to take pictures of them, that were beautiful. And it felt like they saw me. They saw Charlotte. And that's special because there's been times where I've lost myself. And so for somebody to bear all in this sort of scenario, and for somebody to see you, and for that image to reflect back to me, was really absolutely beautiful. So I would like to say a huge thank you to Bex for putting that one on. She will have known it will have been a challenge, but she will have also believed in me being able to do it, I think. And I'm really glad she did, because it was a very unique experience. Huge thank you for the guys, Jake and Ross at the Wellington School of Drawing, who helped me achieve the goal, who supported me in what I needed to do, and obviously the context in why I was doing it. And thank you to everybody that night that captured me. It will be something I remember forever, I think. And yeah, grateful for the experience. So thank you. And, you know, stepping into a world that maybe I may never step into again, but it was an adventure. And as you know, I love an adventure. I love a challenge. So it ticked so many boxes. Let's have a pause and then we're going to jump into a different one of the challenges, something that's coming up and something I am also very excited about. And it has an art theme too. Enjoy. To do good. And so ironically I hadn't really thought about the connection with both of this themes being art, but my next challenge is to auction a piece of art for charity. And this one I've ebbed and flowed on how I will facilitate it. And I thought it might have actually been ticked off by now, but it is still there. And so obviously I was yet to find the thing that went pink. And then I realised, as we were, you know, chugging on through the year, that September was approaching. And September is a month that is an awareness month for prostate cancer. My dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer during COVID and underwent treatment during those tricky times, and obviously is the other side of the world. So I, again, much like my recent experiences, was on those daily updates or weekly updates or whatever it was as he went through that journey. Ever since that moment, and because he had, I mean, it was just amazing care and service by the National Health Service, and it just made me always think I'd love to do something to give back to prostate cancer. It's a big thing. So it dawned on me that I could pair these two things. I could do my art auction and blend it with Blue September. I obviously reached out to my beautiful friend Bex from Ventana Art Space to see if she could, or brainstorm the idea, but then she offered to help. So what I'm really excited to announce is that we are shortly going to have a beautiful opportunity for people to jump on board and be part of this challenge. I am going to be hosting a very intimate and small exhibition that will feature artworks, blue art. It can be anything, just that the theme is blue. And Beck has offered to host a beautiful workshop on the 24th of September that will mean that people can have the opportunity to come and make some art in the Ventana Art Space with all her beautiful things, and it can be anything. It's going to be a kind of a free art for all, not tutored but supported space where we can make art that will feature in the exhibition. I'm hoping to call out to the people that when I did my watercolour course, whether they're keen to be involved, any of the Ventana community, anybody really, anybody that is willing to provide a small piece of art for the exhibition. Now, the pieces of art that are going to be done on the evening and the one that I'm doing is actually, it's a set format. It's a 6x6 inch or 15 centimetres by 15 centimetres. So a square of art. And I've just chosen that size because I think it's just a nice small size, achievable. And in my head, it will look beautiful in a small space. Altogether. So yeah, I would love people listening. If you're local, if you're not local, you can still send it in because it's a nice small size. But if you are keen to take part, the links will be in the show notes here. Check out, flick over to Ventana Art Space where there is sure to be some information, and I will send the information to Arrow FM as well, for maybe even the Arrow FM community might be keen to get involved. But yeah, Blue September Art Challenge, all the money raised will go to Blue September, the fight against prostate cancer. So one for the guys. Isn't it nice to, you know, do something? We have a lot of girl feminine energy here. But it's been, like I say, with my dad, it's been a long-held aspiration to give back in this space. You know, he's great. He'll, you know, you live with prostate cancer for the most part. It's something that you have now forever and mostly manageable. So this is good. We need to also make sure the education is out there to check guys going in, getting checks, having access to be able to catch it early before it spreads potentially. And so, yeah, all of those things. We'll also do some directives to check out more. And, you know, as females, maybe it's having the conversations with our partners to make sure they consider that as we all get on in age and need to start doing these checks. You know, we head off, do our smear tests, our mammograms, do all of this stuff. The guys, equally as important to get involved in checking. things out. But yeah, Blue September, Blue Art, ticking off a box on my challenge list. It does mean I have to create a piece of art myself, so I've got to get stuck into that. At least we've got one part of the theme. It's going to be blue. where else we go, who knows? But at least I've got a size of piece of paper, a colour to work with. We will let inspiration take flow. But yeah, there we are. And yeah, having lots of fun with the challenges. On a bit of a run of late with planting a rose bush, my bare all nude modelling, my tramping in the Tara Rivers. So lots of action, lots of planning. There's a lot to get through, but this will be a beautiful opportunity. And the Wii exhibition, sorry, I should have added that at this stage it's still pending. When I'm recording this, it is still pending, but hopefully as it goes to air, details in the show notes, locking in how you can come to the Wii exhibition. That will be a micro exhibition for a micro period of time, but hopefully we'll get enough people there to raise some funds. Oh, actually, on talking about the exhibition, at the point of recording, I hadn't locked in the location, but as it comes to air, location hopefully will be in the show notes below, and we can get people there, get this artwork taken for donations to prostate cancer, raise some money and do some good. So coming up, now we've had a couple of very artistic poetry, art, music. It's a lovely way to step into spring, but we are moving back to finance. I am so excited. We have hopefully, definitely, yes we do, 3 weeks of fabulous interviews lined up in the finance space. These are people that I am following, I'm actively involved in doing some of their work. But we're not just going to talk about finance, because we're going to talk about the why, because that is so important, and obviously what our theme for the show is, living life by our design. So finance is going to be woven in, but behind that is the why it's important for us to make that decision to step forward. What is our why, and how does that drive the change and what we need to do and how we move forward on our financial journey to financial freedom. For now, thank you to you as listening. Thank you to Arrow FM as always for hosting the show, and I cannot wait to bring the next few weeks to you. Take care and goodbye.